tap dance may not be the most popular form of dance currently, but you may have thought otherwise if you were in Oswego this week. MacArthur Genius Grant winner Michelle Dorrance's performance at SUNY Oswego sold out, as did the masterclass she taught to local young tap dancers. WRVO's Mark Lavonier spoke with Dorrance about how she views tap dancing.
A lot of folks think of tap dance as this form of entertainment from the movie musicals, as opposed to an art form that blends both dance and music. I have a lot of people walk up to me and say, "Oh my gosh, I get it, it's like music." Tap dance is music. We have to take ourselves seriously as both musicians and dancers, and it's not often taught that way. Tap dance lives inside of, you know, studio dance form, and also is a part of a really beautiful arts community and is passed down really from our elders still. It's a great, incredible tradition and legacy. But because it is harnessed and taught and defined inside of a dance school setting, it's rare that you have someone speaking a musical language first or in tandem with the dance language. But if you have a great and intuitive teacher who speaks to you musically and talks about your movement vocabulary at the same time, that's like thrilling.
Another thing that I'm going to make us do in this class setting is count in fours. We're used to counting in eights, am I right? Eight is for a dance language because we usually make phrases that are longer than four counts. Four counts is a musical language. We are musicians.
It's interesting to see the way tap dance is handed down as a dance form, and yet we have equal weight as a musical form in my mind, in my heart, in my practice. I think the best teachers encourage improvisation from the moment you learn a toe and a heel, a step heel, a dig step. Like, that's it. Shuffle, flap, you got it. You have enough tools to improvise musically. Gosh, I've been in so many different environments in which I feel like what I'm about to do is irreverent just because it's loud in a quiet place, because it's a street form in an environment with classical study, because I'm white doing a black form. Only very rarely do I feel like, oh, this would be better represented by someone who I think is more historically accurate. Like, I have occasionally thought that and felt strongly about that. If it is just oral, I am never scared. One of my favorite things to do is dance in the dark. I do it to this day on stage and use it as a transitional tool, but also it's just like so indulgent on my part, because all people get to do is listen to the music of your dancing, and they know you're moving, and there's that tension there, because there is a little bit of them that wonders what part of your foot created that sound, or what is your body doing to do that. Or so I think there's that, and then there's also those that just get to let go and realize, I've been watching this all night and I've never taken a step back to just listen. So unlike Fred Astaire, I love the opportunity to just present tap dance as a rhythmic medium and an oral medium. Everything is driven by the sound and the rhythm and the music of the dance. It's so exciting.
That was tap dancer Michelle Doran speaking with WRVO's Mark Lavonier during her visit to SUNY Oswego this week.